Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Those Guys with your host Matt Marrero along with
Tristan Walter.
Yes, and what are we talking about today, Tristan Walter?
Digimon, yeah. What? No?
No! You want to know what we're talking about, Tristan Walter? Here's what we're talking about. So yeah, Tristan, I was kidding with you. We are talking about Digimon, the trading card battle game.
Oh, okay, good.
For the PlayStation. Yeah, no. It's...
Yeah, well, I mean, there's Rumble Arena too, so.
Right. Yeah. Of course, that's the one we definitely. So yeah, so that's sarcasm. We're not talking about either of those two goddamn games. We're talking about Pokemon Fire Red and Leaf Green. There's the door, Tristan. I pointed to an actual door. No one can see this. We're on the radio. So today we're talking about Fire Red and Leaf Green. We already previously discussed Yellow and Red and Blue, but the interesting thing is how much was added into this game and the way you can, you know, of course, cross over with other games. Now, you know, I mean, the obvious stuff before we, you know, just getting some obvious stuff out of the way, the idea of, you know, being able to play with, you know, Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald, which we've discussed before with Satish. And now, right, so at this point, when you get this game as a kid, you're just like, oh, yeah, you know, it's cool. It's a new game. You know, it's a remake, which, of course, we all love. You know, as kids, we love remakes, or at least I did, because I thought, it's like the one I played 10 years previous, right? So I was excited to have Fire Red and Leaf Green. And then, you know, but it didn't really hit me as a kid, you know, when you think about it now, where you could trade from Ruby, Sapphire, Emerald. You could battle with Ruby, Sapphire, Emerald, which means that it's not just the 151 Pokemon anymore. You have an entire set of Pokemon available to you.
As in...
Well, like, okay.
Four, huh? No. Three? Yeah, 350.
I think it's 350.
Yeah, at that point, yeah. I think it 350.
Yeah, so that's a lot of Pokemon for you to catch to make a national deck. I still don't have a national deck in my Fire Red, but I'm really close. I have about like 320 Pokemon.
Nice.
Something like that, because it's crazy. Because I don't know if you know, Tristan, you can get Pokemon from Gen 2 not only from Fire Red and Leaf Green, but also from Emerald.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know about the Gen 2 starter thing in Emerald?
Yeah, once you complete the regional decks, you get a national deck, and Professor Birch gives you a choice of one of the Johto starters, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. So even back then, that's how you could get those Pokemon in your game if you weren't going to use a hacking device.
Right.
Right. That's how you get the Pokemon in your game, where you sit there and it's really crazy to think. Also, do you know about the, you know, since we're just talking about some fun facts before we get into our own personal stories, and nothing too deep just yet, because also a bit later we're going to talk about some really cool behind-the-scenes stuff in the game that you might not know about. But right now, it's a little fun fact. Did you know that you could get a lot of different legendaries in Fire Red and Leaf Green, but you couldn't get them because there were a lot of events that weren't given to us?
Yeah.
Compared to
Isn't
Japan.
Isn't there always?
Isn't there always, right? Well, this is just the trend. You could get Lugia and Ho-Oh.
Yeah. You needed... Yeah. It was the whole special ticket thing within the game, right? Again?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I believe it was the Mystic ticket to get you to
right.
Naval Rock.
Right.
And I believe it was the Mystic, yes. It gets you to Naval Rock. And from there, you can either, you know, it's only one cave, which is really funny. So it's not like it's like a cave with Pokemon in it. It's just you walk into the cave, you're there, you know, it's like go left or right. You go left, there's all, it's basically just, hey, look, here's a rope. Hey, look, here's a rope, all the way to the top of the pillar. And it's just, my name is Ho-Oh. You killed my father. You know,
what?
You know, it's just, and it flies over to you, and then you have the ability to cap it. Same thing with Lugia,
it, you
except
know,
that.
It flies into the open Pokeball on your, you know, on your belt.
I wish. No, you have to battle a level 70 Ho-Oh.
Shit.
That, oh, yeah, no, I tried to catch it myself just last year, or just in the last year, rather. I got myself I think it was an action replay for Game Boy Advance. Don't judge me. And because I wanted to get them as legally as I can, but obviously not really because you're using a cheating device, but as legally as I can because,
they're selling it, so.
Well, no, I mean, it's a thing where, when I say legally, I mean, illegally technically means if I were to, let's say, spawn a Lugia or Ho-Oh, because then that wouldn't pass through Pokebank.
Well, yeah,
you can't do something like that. Well, no, I'm saying you can't do something, but legally, I mean, in the sense that, like, you know, like you could, like, I can pass this Lugia or Ho-Oh through Pokebank because I got it in the way that I'm supposed to get it.
Right.
You know, so it's not going to say you couldn't get it because, you know, again, I didn't do anything crazy. I didn't change its stats or anything. I just said, hey, listen, you know, but catching it was terrible to where I may have given myself infinite master balls out of sheer frustration, maybe, because it got to the point where I couldn't do anything. Like, it flailed itself to death rather than being caught by me. It flailed after it had no power points left at all. This Ho-Oh flailed itself to death as if to say, I don't trust your abilities as a trainer, so
I would rather die. I would rather die than be alongside you.
Which is great. You're, you know, lovely self-esteem, you know, helper for a 10-year-old.
Yep.
But anyway, so seriously, you can get Lugia,
suck
you can get
Red.
Ho-Oh. Basically, right, you can get Lugia, you can get Ho-Oh. Lugia, you can do it by going to the deepest depths of the tunnel, which is really cool, and it's by some water. Or you can get Deoxys, who I've not gotten just yet, but there's different forms of Deoxys depending on the game that you're in. Meaning that Emerald, Fire Red, and Leaf Green have different versions of Deoxys.
Right,
there's a normal form, there's an attack form, and there's a defense form.
Yeah.
Very interesting. But, and of course you can get the Legendary Birds, obviously, because Fire Red, Leaf Green. You can get Mewtwo, obviously, Fire Red, Leaf Green. But, very interesting game. And, you know, before we get into some of the new stuff that came out in this game, I just want to ask you, you played this game, right, when it first came out, right?
Yeah, I played both of them when they came out.
How did you feel about them? Did you enjoy the fact that they were, you know, remakes? Did you hate that? Like, you know, how did you feel?
Yeah, I really had fun with both of them. I thought the sprite work was really good. I was glad to see, like, the original Pokemon with, like, you know, better sprite work.
Right.
I might have even liked it. Well, I'm not sure. Well, it's possible. I might have even liked it a little better than Ruby and Sapphire and Emerald, just because I got to see, you know, the original 150. Just
I'm happy to have someone
better
on my side. Yes, I'm happy to have someone. Because, you know, not saying that Satish is against us on this, but, you know, one of our co-hosts for, you know, other shows that we do, because we do a lot of shows here at Those Guys.
You mean
Satish
the Pokemon League champion?
Right, yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. Satish is the Pokemon League champion. I can't believe I almost forgot that. So, yeah, so the Pokemon League champion.
Check yourself.
Before I'm currently wrecking myself, I agree. He loves Emerald a lot. And I'm not saying that I don't because I enjoy Emerald, but I'm not a big fan of Gen 3 overall. Not the biggest fan. I'm enjoying it more in my adult life than I think I did as a child. Of course, you know, Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire. Hell yeah. You know, that's coming out, and that's going to be fun, and I definitely have that pre-ordered. You should, too.
Through
Those Guys on the radio.tumblr.com, you can go to our merchandise, which is also, you know, you can reserve it through Amazon. So totally
right.
Through us, through Amazon, totally do that. If you haven't done that yet, Tristan, you can as well.
Yep.
So anyway, but right, as I was saying to everyone, before we even continue, by the way, I would like to mention that if you want to call in, because let's say you're listening in, but you can't for some reason, your internet's acting up, so we need to use your computer. You are just unable to use a computer or internet to listen to our show, and you're currently listening to it, and you're going, darn, what can I do? Well, the number to call in, 718-664-9468, can also be used to listen in. So if you call us, 718-664-9468, and you don't press 1, you'll be in the listener section. We'll see you there, and we'll understand that you just want to listen in. But if you want to call in to just talk about this game with us, because, I mean, hey, Pokemon Fire Red Leaf Green, why not? The number to call in is, again, the same, 718-664-9468. You want to press 1 when you're on? Then we'll know, you want to talk to us. And we'll put you right on through to talk about Pokemon, Fire Red, and Leaf Green.
And you can tell Matt how much of a dirty Gen 1-er he is.
Basically, yeah. Like, you know, it's just, yeah, basically. I love Gen 2 as well. It was just something about Gen 3. I don't know if it was an awkward time in my life, you know, because you know how old we were. We were 12. No.
Yeah. I get it.
You can go to hell. I don't know what you're thinking, man. Go to hell. Like, I'm being honest. You know, there was a time in our lives where we were in this weird middle ground of, like, we're not really grown up yet because, you know, we're still, like, 12. We're not really grown up, but we're also not kids. And then it's like, oh, is it cool to play Pokemon? And, oh, is it, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, I had Pokemon for a while, but still, like, you know, for some reason, Gen 3 just hit me at a weird time. Where now, if I go back to play it, I'm like, I enjoy this. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I definitely know what you're talking about, because I feel like that sort of thing hit me at Gen 4. Because I really enjoyed Gen 3, but when Gen 4 came out,
Gen 3 and 4 for me, I think, at the time were weird.
Oh, okay.
Also, because we'll talk about 4, you know, on our next show, or at least we'll talk about Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum on our next show. When will that be? Well, we don't know just yet. You don't know just yet. But, again, we have a lot of social media, you know, websites that we'll talk about at the end of the show that update you on our different shows. So, anyway, Gen 4 was the same for me as well, I think, or at least Diamond, Pearl, Platinum were, because I think they were, you know, just to be quick about it, they were trying to be expansive, but I was so used to them just being very linear.
Mm.
So it kind of threw me off. Same thing with Gen 3 a bit too, though it was kind of fun, you know, some of the stuff that they added in, especially all the weather stuff and things like that. But anyway, so this, you know, so a Gen 3 being, of course, you know, Ruby, referring specifically to Ruby, Sapphire, Emerald. But, so Fire Red, Leaf Green, you enjoyed them. You enjoyed seeing everyone, you know, basically be your best friends, right? Be there, and of course, animated differently, you know, updated graphics and sprites and everything. How do you feel about all the added content?
I was actually pretty cool with it. I mean, the part that sticks out to me the most was the addition of the numbered islands towards the end.
Yes, the Sevii Islands were wonderful.
Yeah,
I think
they were
a great addition.
I mean, when I first heard about them, I'm like, what? There's more? Oh, God, there's more! But,
you know,
I mean, you know, it was cool. It was cool at the time. Like, looking back and playing through now, I mean, it's still nice. They're a little bit annoying, but...
Well, what's annoying exactly?
I guess it's kind of like it kind of breaks the flow of the game, because, you know, you've just gotten the seventh badge? Or you just got Blaine's badge on Cinnabar Island, and you walk out, and Bill's like,
right.
Hey, come look at me. Come onto this boat. We're going to these islands. Okay, bye. It's like, okay. I was kind of about to go do a thing. No, you're coming with me.
That reminds me of the demo. I don't know if you've played the demo yet for Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, but it's very interesting because the demo basically is Steven from, you know, Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald, and he's talking to your character. At least says, I've picked the boy, and his name is Orlando. They gave you a pre-game. So I guess because, you know, he's hot. Orlando, it's a hot place. Florida, I don't know. But anyway, so
Orlando,
yeah.
Ruby.
I don't know, man. I'm a big fan of Orlando Ruby. I'm gonna definitely pre-order that really bad Chinese bootleg. But anyway, no. But seriously, so yeah. So in this game, right, Steven, you know, Steven's basically telling you, oh hey, so, you know, we're going to go on adventures, right? And you're like, no, not right now. All right, cool. So you can just walk around Moss Deep. But when you want to go on adventures, we're going on adventures, right? Yeah, yeah, sure, dude, whatever. So it's kind of how you just mentioned it with Bill, where Bill's just like, no, you don't understand Pokemon. All right, Bill,
like,
cool, whatever,
yeah,
man.
I know, Bill. I just got my 7th badge. I'm kind of working on that right now.
No, you don't understand Pokemon. You know,
and then they drag you to the, you know, the first island or whatever, and they're setting up the world trade system. So you can trade with Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald.
Right.
But you have to, like, help put that together, and it's, you know, almost the end of the game before you can actually trade with someone with those other versions. So it was kind of like, this is a little late in the game, guys. I mean,
yes,
I appreciate it, but little late there.
I agree completely. I'll say this much. Not that it's a little late, because I think it should have been later. I think it should have been like the Gen 2, where the reveal is, you know, oh, I beat the game. All right, I mean, maybe new, you know, like, what's going to happen now? It's like, Bill, let me tell you what's going to happen, motherfucker. Why are you in my bedroom, Bill? Bill, why are you in my bedroom? Never
Bill,
mind.
Bill, why are you still a fairy?
Never mind. Let's go catch Pokemon. Bill,
did you fall through the teleporter separator thing again? No.
By the way, I really enjoyed that. It took me so long to get it, because as a kid, for some reason, I don't know why, I think maybe even the first gen changed some of the dialogue around, because for some reason, I was under the impression that he was in a costume.
But
I don't know why, as a kid. So I'm replaying the game recently, and it's just, Bill became a Pokemon. Let's all just forget that technology and move on with our lives.
Yeah.
Just,
I mean,
Bill became
Pokemon. I think as a kid, it probably didn't, like, register as much. You're like,
I could swear as a kid he said, oh, help me with the zipper in the back or something.
No, he was saying, like, help me with the switch. Like, go over to the computer. Like, I would do it myself,
okay,
but I can't, you know, I can't hit the switch
reach
at the same time and be in the machine. I think as a kid it might not have, like, registered, like, but
yeah.
But people can't be Pokemon. That doesn't, no.
Yeah, but that's just the thing. It's just like, not only, like, Bill turned himself into a Pokemon. Back to business. Also, by the way, I love Bill. Yeah, I know, it's just, it's really funny. I mean, I couldn't turn the switch and be in there at the same time, right? How'd you do it the first time? You had to go and ask questions. No, put the gun away. You had to go and be a little Dick Tracy. Well, you know what, Dick? Time to die.
The Elite Four come out.
just, you know, Bill's just like, oh, I forgot you all were there.
Because I don't know if you get the full extent of that, but have you ever seen the Pokemon Adventures manga?
No, I want to, but I have not.
Yeah, you definitely should check it out, because the Elite Four are complete assholes. Because,
okay, yeah, I
heard
you bring that up then.
Unlike in the games, they're,
yes,
the Elite Four are outside of the Pokemon League. So it's kind of like the Pokemon League is kind of like what the anime portrayed it as, like the best trainers from all around the region would come together, and
right,
whoever won that was crowned the champion. And then the Elite Four would come in and issue you basically a letter of challenge saying, hey, we're better than you, bitch. Come fight us IRL 1v1.
And it's just like, but guys, I just got through with this 16
and then they kill
man
you.
Battle Royale. Like,
yeah, and then they kill you.
Like,
straight
they
up kill you.
Kill you. They physically kill you.
Yes.
I don't believe you.
Well, then you'll have to look at it yourself, because Lance is Dragonite, uses Hyper Beam on Vermilion City and turns it into a smoldering crater.
I feel like Christopher Nolan directed that. I don't think that's right. I don't feel like that's right. I don't. I'm not sure about that. But I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. I'll believe you. But anyway, it's funny. I want to say swinging back, but we're still talking about the Elite Four. But swinging back specifically to the games, yeah, I think it should have been later, where it should have just been the idea of, you know, it's just, hey, you know, you beat. Because it was really interesting when it happened in Crystal, where it's just, I got all the badges, and it's like, awesome, go to the right. Okay, I'll go to the right. You know, swim to the right. You're in Kanto. I'm sorry, could you say that again? I think I had some crazy in my ear.
Yeah.
You're in Kanto. Oh! Oh! You know, like,
yeah.
That's how I was when I was a kid. So, yeah, I think it would have been better had it not, because you're right, it really kind of broke the flow of the game to do some really cool stuff, because, I mean, hey, you know, in the islands, you end up getting, you know, well, not you end up getting, but you end up finding, right, Gen 2 Pokemon, which, of course, help you, you know, make your national decks, because when you think about it, there is no Gen 2. And, you know, in there are no Gen 2, like, you know, related games in there, you know, in Gen 3. And, of course, you're sitting there like, well, obviously. No, what I mean is in Gen 4, we do have HeartGold and SoulSilver.
Right.
You know, to make things a bit easier, let's say. So in Gen 3, we don't have that at all. You know, so so literally you have to piece together these Pokemon out of your Ruby, Sapphire, Emerald, mostly Emerald, I'm pretty sure. I don't believe you can catch any Gen 2 Pokemon from Ruby and Sapphire. Don't quote me, though, but other than the ones that they give you themselves.
I think they would be in the, they're in the Safari Zone.
Thank you, but I believe that was Emerald exclusive, but I think are they in the Ruby and Sapphire Safari Zone as well?
Yeah, definitely, because I remember going through my Sapphire version, and I trained Zatu.
Nice.
I caught a Natu in the Safari Zone.
Right, so they exist in there as well. Yeah. And also, I believe there was also Natu in I believe it was Fire Red. You can also get them in the Sevii Islands. There's a lot of cool Pokemon you can get in the Sevii Islands, and I really freaked out. You know, I really kind of gushed over. I was like, hey, look, you! I found you! And but, of course, not just that. The ability to make eggs. You find a breeder on one of the islands, in the Sevii Islands, and you give him two Pokemon, and, you can breed now, which is very important for certain Pokemon like Eevee, you know, where you sit there and you're just like, listen, you know, you're like, look, you know, I give it a stone, it does its thing, do I need to trade another Eevee in now? How many people do I need to know to just trade me their Eevees? That's pretty, you know what I mean? That's pretty inconvenient for them. So it's just, you know, because of course the first caretaker, right, daycare person, is still just the random guy. So so you can still give it to that person under Cerulean, but there's no sense of, I really, really want to, you know, breed. That's a weird sentence. I was really trying to find another that sentence, and I couldn't.
So,
I
got a ditto
breed.
Ready to go. Bada bing, bada boom. You ready, Eevee?
But all jokes aside, yeah, you do want to breed your Pokemon. Some of you want to breed them to be competitive. Some of you want to do what I do, where it's just, I want to breed them because then I get baby, and baby is cute, and then I make baby adult, and then bam. Right? It's that simple. Where it's just, and then Pokedex entry, bam.
And then I never see you again.
I feel so bad, but it's so true. Where it's just, you know, it's just, hey, look, now you're just a statistic. You're just a statistic in my box. But you know what I think I do just to give myself some closure so I can sleep at night? I just pretend that they all play in the box together. Like, they just all have fun.
Oh, yeah. I always thought of it like when in the anime, Ash would send, you know, his Pokemon off to Professor Oak, and they were out on his ranch where he could, you know, study them. It's like, they're not sitting in a computer, they're out on the ranch, you know?
basically. Yeah, I just that's what I'll assume. But anyway,
I mean, what do you think all that walled off grassland was in Palatown that you couldn't get to?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I assume it's that. of course, if you actually have the means of getting to it via hacking devices, it's just grass. But it's just grass, and then you reach a wall, and then you walk, and then all of a sudden, look at this, you're in another town like Saffron.
Oh,
because
shit.
All the games link up. Well, dude, all the games link up that way. Because, you know, the maps are, it's not like it's one giant map necessarily, but there's, you know, if you walk through things, you are going to get to other areas because
right.
the game is set up to be one giant square, technically.
Yeah.
Technically. I don't really hack games so much, but I mean, another cool thing before we get into, you know, some of the behind-the-scenes stuff in this game, hacking Pokemon games is a very cool thing. I'm a huge fan of it. I want to look into it more because it's just such a cool, interesting thing where, you know, you can just hack a game and make it completely different, or you can just do a simple text hacks, or what some people do, which I know you know about this at least. A lot of people like to do Pokemon generators.
Right.
And if you're unfamiliar with this, listener at home, or anywhere else, you'll be listening from anywhere, you know, the Pokemon generators is a way to randomize, more of a Pokemon randomizer, if you will, randomizes the, you know, kind of Pokemon you can get. So you could start off with any three Pokemon from Oak, any. And you can also end up just meeting a Mewtwo just in the wild. And just sit there and go, this is a level 8 Mewtwo. How many of you are there? Have you all? You're breeding. End of the world scenario right here. But no, but seriously. Although, I mean, seriously, though, that would be an end of the world scenario. But, you know, with Pokemon Randomizer, what people like to do online, usually, though, so more with the current gens, not the newest gen, obviously, because that's just it's the hardest thing in the world to crack. You know, being Pokemon X and Y. But, the you know, more of the, you know, like Black and White and, you know, Heart Gold, Soul Silver and Diamond and Pearl, the randomizers are a lot easier to do in those games and just kind of just, you know, rather than just full-on Pokemon hacks of the games. Compared
right.
to, let's say, something like Fire Red, where Fire Red and I believe, like, Emerald, you know, Ruby Sapphire, this gen is not only the easiest to hack, but it's just a delight, I feel, for people to just go, I want to make a hack of this, because there's so, you know, Pokemon, it's so creative, you know, where people
yeah.
even make their own fake Pokemon, you know, labeled fake Mon, but they can be any monster, they don't have to just be Pokemon, but they're labeled fake Mon, and, you know, they're put into the game, because it's just so fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I've actually had friends of mine suggest fan-made versions online that use basically Fire Red and Leaf Green and Ruby and Sapphire and Emeralds, you know, like sprite work and format.
Oh, yeah, no, there are a lot of cool, I mean, you know, we're not going to suggest for you to download these games. However, we would also like to admit, you know, that Nintendo gives us no legal alternative right now. You know, when you think about it, where, like, there's no way to buy it from them and give them profit because anyone you're buying from would be secondhand right now. So what we're saying is, you know, there are a lot of cool different ROM hacks out there, one of them specifically being, I believe it was Liquid Crystal.
Huh.
And of Liquid Crystal, Liquid Crystal. And there's also another one that I enjoyed. I don't think it ever finished, but I really enjoyed it at the time, Shiny Gold. Right. And Shiny Gold was before Heart Gold and Soul Silver were even announced. And it was someone hacking Fire Red to look and play and basically be a remake of Pokemon Gold.
Right.
Perfect. I'm telling you, Tristan. Everything was perfect. And it was just an upgraded Gen 3 version of Pokemon Gold. And Liquid Crystal, which is finished, as far as I know, is finished, is a Crystal remake. Using Pokemon, Fire Red, everything. The engine, the graphics, and things like that, but made more to look like Pokemon Crystal. And the story is Crystal. The Pokemon in it are from, you know, Gen 2. And
right.
so, I mean, it's really interesting in how creative you can get with these games. Where you can literally just go, oh, it's the Pokemon engine. And, of course, some of the Pokemon themselves. But I've changed pretty much everything else. with the ability to hack the, you know, to change the palettes on the different characters, the ability to add in new sprites, where in theory, this is only in theory, you can basically add in a Goku sprite from one of the Goku Game Boy Advance games at the time.
Right.
And just call it a day. Because in theory,
I have to admit the sprite work and even the like the transition scenes, like the little, I guess you could call it a cutscene. Like if you were to walk into the Viridian Forest or Mount Moon and you'd see a picture of the actual like area flash before the screen before you went in.
Right.
I really do enjoy the artwork specifically in Fire Red and Leaf Green. It might be some of my favorite work. I don't know exactly why, but there's just something about it.
I think it was because it was the first remake. And I know Satish likes to call, and maybe the internet likes to call it as well, like Yellow and Crystal and Emerald remakes. Because technically they are tweaked, but not necessarily remake in the way that, you know, we see in something like Fire Red, Leaf Green, Heart Gold, Soul Silver. What we're going to see and what we've seen a bit of so far of Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. Those are, you know, obviously the true, you know, remakes, where the other ones are basically just, in my opinion, the third in the line of that gen that they, you know, that they want to tweak a bit. They end up tweaking whatever didn't work or where they wanted to make a bit better from the first two in that gen. And then they make the third one, right? I mean, that simple. So I just feel as if, you know, this was a game where if you grew up with it thing. Where I'm not saying you can't enjoy Fire Red if you didn't grow up with Yellow and Red and Blue. But I feel like you definitely appreciate it if you were a fan of Red, Blue, and Yellow at the time. Of course, you know, Red and Blue for North American, you know, fans. So, you know, Red and Blue and Yellow, and then you just sat there and then you played Fire Red or Leaf Green or just both. And you sat there and you thought, wow.
Yeah.
You know, and then of course, all these little updates, things like that, you sit there and you go, wow. Where they have all the different items and stuff from Gen 3 as well, so it's not like they've just given up on it.
Right.
I mean, hell, you may not know this, getting into some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, they actually have some of the key items, and sprites and things like that from the Emerald, Ruby, and Sapphire. They just obviously weren't used. Like, you look at some stuff like some HMs, right?
Right.
And the HM Dive is in the game. You can, like, if you basically hack it from the game data. Dive is in the game. You can even teach it to a Pokemon. But it isn't an HM in the way that, like, it'll show up as an HM because it was programmed in there that way, left over from the previous game. But if you try to teach it to a Pokemon, you can use it in the game, but you can delete it like a TM.
Oh.
Because it's not, obviously, there is no actual dive function in Fire Red, Leaf Green, and Leaf Green.
It doesn't bring you anywhere, I'm assuming.
That's why it's not really an HM. It shows up as an HM if you were to hack it in that way, because it's in the data. But when you teach it to a Pokemon, it's truly like a TM, because it doesn't show up
right.
in the
list. Oh, so you could still use
and
it in
then,
battle, though, yeah.
Of course, because if you transfer the Pokemon over with dive, it's not like it can't use dive.
Right.
Yes. Another one is, the Mach bike and the Acro bike. If they pop up, they exist. Like, if you make them pop up, they exist. But they only work like a normal bike.
Right.
So, you know, because, of course, you can't transfer key items over to, you know, in the game. Like, you obviously can't, like, you know, give a key item to a Pokemon and trade it over. But it's still in the game data. They do this a lot. We've mentioned this before, where, like, for a while, technically in Gen 1 and 2, there was this same normal/bird Pokemon that did not exist in the game itself, but for some reason it was just in the data. Anyway, also a lot of the trainer sprites, people from Team Aqua, Team Magma, gym leaders, Elite Four, the champions, etc., you know, all this stuff, they were trainer sprites, like, in this game. And you can even battle them through hacking, except that, you know, their Pokemon are gone. So, in other words, they don't have Pokemon to battle with exactly, meaning that In other words, you can probably hack their trainer sprites into the game, but you would have to be the kind of person that knows how to actually hack, you know, not just use like a Game Shark code or something like that to kind of switch them around. You would have to be a hacker and then give them their Pokemon, let's say, from the previous gen.
Right.
Because they don't exist. Like, they're literally not supposed to exist, but they're there, right? For many reasons. I mean, speculating, it could be because they wanted to use them. But honestly, it could just be because they enjoy, you know, they usually plop data. Because we've seen that from previous gens, where it's just data, it's just plopped into the new one. They pick out what they want, and then the rest, because of time constraints, is just there.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty much just left over from the transition.
Pretty much. Also, weather effects are there. So, in other words, we could have, in Fire Red and Leaf Green. So in other words, through hacking, you could make it rain. You could make there be some snowflakes, steady snow, a sandstorm, volcanic ash. You could make a thunderstorm, heavy rain with thunderstorm, mist, underwater mist with bubbles, dense, bright mist. Either way, you could, in theory, if you were hacking the game yourself, you know, kind of take these out and maybe use them in your game in certain areas. But as of right now, you know, obviously you turn on your game, not going to get a mist.
Right.
Very interesting how it's kind of just there. Also, something funny. I don't know if we talked about this. I believe we did in our Pokemon Yellow/Red/Blue podcast. There's an unused text, as in if in Pokemon Red and Blue, if your character interacts with the wrong side of the TV, right? Like, in other words, if they get into it through the back, which shouldn't happen, but I guess it works, like maybe if you hacked into it or something, to make the game not crash, they put like a text bubble there. And it's in this one too. It's in this one too. So if you, let's say, hack and you can walk on walls, or you just go behind the TV somehow, somewhere or another, and you click the A button, it says, oops, wrong side, ... Also, there's a bunch of overworlds that weren't used, where, you know, Pokemon like Celebi, Deoxys attack and defense form, Raikou, Suicune, Mew, and Entei. So there's a chance that they... I mean, you could get, I believe it was Deoxys attack and defense in Fire Red and Leaf Green, but you can't get Celebi.
Right.
Like, legally. You can't get Celebi, Raikou, Suicune, Mew, or Entei. Nor, by the way, could you get a shiny Celebi legally. But, of course, as always, it's in the game data just so that the data doesn't crash.
Right.
Because the data needs to have a shiny of every single Pokemon so that, even though it's never supposed to happen, but if you were to, let's say, use a Game Shark to bring a shiny Celebi to existence, the game would know what that is and not crash completely. Because, you know, it could be catastrophic, where, like, the game could just implode.
Yeah.
Set on fire. I don't know.
Your missing no could get out and achieve human intelligence and take over the world.
Right, as we've discussed previously in our Pokemon Science section. Just Pokemon Science. Missing number could possibly gain sentience. Back to you, Dom. But, by the way, if you remember back in the older gens, when you swam, there used to be like a Lapras-type blob that you would sit on. In one gen, I believe it was pink. In one, I think it was blue. I know it was pink and crystal. I don't remember what the blob's color was in the original game. But anyway, the point is,
I think it was in Crystal. It actually looks like a Lapras. Like, in second gen, it looks like it's a Lapras, and it's pinkish color like your sprite character. In the original versions, it was just kind of like a face with, like, flippers. I think it looked like a seal more,
I'm so sorry. No, thank you. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. It looked like a dugong. Thank you.
Yeah.
Or a seal. Yes, thank you. My bad. So you're right. It was a seal in the first gen. Second gen, it was a Lapras. In this game, it was actually going to be a bluish blobby Lapras. So think of the pink one from the second gen, except a bit smaller and, you know, blue. However, it's unused. and it's just there in the data. And the one that was used was obviously the one from the blob from Ruby and Sapphire.
Yeah.
Also, Tristan, am I boring you? I think
no.
I hear yawns. I think I hear yawns coming from... So you know what, Tristan? Tell me about your cool Pokemon facts. Tell me. Were you given FireRed and Leafeon with a shiny Celebi too, you rat bastard?
I was waiting for that.
I wasn't going to say anything until I heard yawning and shiny Celebi just creeped up on me.
No, I... Well, it's not my fault, Matt. You're the one who used yawn, and it's been two turns, so technically I should be like...
We should actually play Pokemon while on the show.
Oh,
and no
shit.
One will know.
Shots fired.
And no one will know. No one will know until we're taking little tiny shots at one another. Like, so,
well,
Tristan,
I mean,
you know, talk about your fun Pokemon experiences, you bastard.
Now you've issued a formal challenge. I mean, now they're going to know.
Now it's a duel. All right. So,
it's a duel.
All right.
It's
a duel.
Well, I mean, what what version would you want to duel me in?
I would like to try and play Crystal against you. Oh, that's right. You know, you're so far away and you don't come down to see me, you know,
well,
in your Crystal
I mean,
version.
We'd need like a GameLink cable for that shit too.
I have a GameLink cable.
Oh, well,
Shit. Yeah, right? You're sitting there like, how do I get out of this battle with him? Not
how do I get out of this now?
Yeah, you'd win, but still the idea of just like, oh, how do I just get away from this minor annoyance? Oh, we need a GameLink cable. Oh, man.
Oh, shit, he actually has one. I never would have seen that coming.
I'd need AA batteries for my Game Boy. Well, I got those. Oh, I need a Game Boy. I have two. Oh, I'm not going.
I literally snapped the cartridge in half in front of you. My game's broken.
The one with your shiny Pokemon that you won in a contest for the fourth movie.
Oh, hell no.
That's what I'm saying. You start to cry. You're like, oh, God, that one.
Yeah.
But
although,
anyway.
Okay, so seriously, there is one thing I did want to point out.
Please do.
Probably one of the things I liked most about the remakes was the actual music. Like, the battle theme for this one,
oh, yeah.
I honestly love. It's probably one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah,
the
slight remix that we get is just, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. You know, I mean, the slight remixes that we get in the music, and it's so fun. You know, overall, I just think that this game was fun. You know, I understand if maybe some older fans, it's a fun thing where I think older fans at the time in Japan, and even maybe in America, may have thought, oh, why are we getting this again? And I can understand that because... maybe not with the first game. Maybe when it came down to, let's say, Heart Gold, Soul Silver, because I even thought that for a bit. And, you know, Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire. Though, I mean, I think Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire gets the pass because it's 3DS. Where it's just, why are we getting this again? You can't fly!
Because now we basically have a history of remakes now, and everyone's been wanting this remake for a long time now, so now that it's finally coming, everybody's, you know, losing their shit.
Yes, and of course, myself, as you know, I wasn't really wanting this remake until I really got to, because, you know, I think I mentioned this on the air before, I was away from Pokemon for a bit, so when I finally got X and Y, or just X, you have Y, which is cool, so we can trade.
Yeah.
But when I finally got X, I freaked out, because it was just like, this is what Pokemon looks like now!
Yeah.
When did this start just with this game? Okay, you know. So now knowing that, it's like I can take remakes, you know. I mean, hey, if you want to, after this game, remake everything you've done so far. Not everything, but like, hey, here's Yellow. Hey, here's Crystal. Hey, I would accept it.
Yeah, I want my fucking Yellow remake. God damn it.
I don't. That's the thing. You got your Yellow remake. You got FireRed and Leafeon, but it was so long ago, and it's not on. You know, it's not with these graphics that I would accept remix of, let's say, you know, like, and especially I would accept it if they did something where, oh, look, here's Pokemon Yellow, and then here's, like, a new game. And I know it's crazy to think of, but it's basically the idea of, hey, here's a new game with not, you know, crazy amounts of Pokemon, just mixed in with other gens, and then here's Pokemon Yellow. And it's the idea of, you're going to buy both anyway, you know, mm-hmm. buy both like this, where you omit some Pokemon from Yellow, and then vice versa, maybe, where there's a section in Yellow where you can even catch some Pokemon that would help you fill up your other game's regional decks.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that, because it would be very, I would enjoy a Yellow remake, a Crystal remake, things like that, but I also don't want them just to focus on those and then lose sight of making new content, because you can add on to old content a lot, where, you know, Fire Red, a lot was added on to where, I mean, hey, you had the Versus Seeker, right? You had the Running Shoes. You know, you had a lot of new, you know, cool stuff. You had, like, a, you know, the Lava Cookie and all this other stuff that's, you know, left over or brought over, rather, from some of the, you know, the same games in the same gen and even stuff from Gen 2. But at the end of the day, you know, if everything becomes only remake, then you can't really, you know, do much. It's just that I will admit I want a lot, you know, I want at least Yellow, or I want something on a 3DS before we make the move over.
Yeah.
Because I would be really upset if it's just, and now a 4DS. Like, no, I mean, I know it's still kind of, you know, it's still going to look better in a way. But I don't want, like, I don't want X and Y and Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire to be obsolete just yet.
Right. It's like you know? Two extra screens that unfold outward.
Well, yeah, it's a 4DS.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a 4DS. You have to put on your 4D glasses and punch yourself in the face.
And grow an extra arm.
Yeah, and it's funny because the game will know there's a camera on every single orifice of the damn machine. You don't punch yourself, it'll know. And you can't play the game.
Oh, and there's a social media button, too.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's just a button. And it links to all of your accounts, and it doesn't work unless you link all of your accounts. And when you push it, it just says, I'm playing this game. And it's
Pokemon
Selfie! By the way, it's right where your thumb would be when you're not pressing start or select. It's right there. It's right fucking there. So when you're just gently resting, you're spamming everyone with, I'm playing Pokemon!
Yeah.
But anyway.
This is the future, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the future. If this doesn't happen, then hopefully we're right. We want to be proven right, actually. Hopefully this abomination does not happen. But anyway, let's talk about some more interesting stuff. Altering Cave, which we brought up, we being Statistician, I brought up with Emerald, right? Altering Cave is just a random cave in Fire Red, Leaf Green, and Emerald. And it's kind of funny because only Zubat can be found in that cave.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
however,
God.
Here's the funny thing. I don't know if you know this. However, there are other wild Pokemon that can be found there if there's a mystery gift that's used. However, this event has never been held. So there's no way to get these Pokemon. And the Pokemon that were supposed to be found there were Mareep, Aipom, Pineco, Shuckle, Teddy Ursa, Houndour, Stantler, and Smeargle.
That's
now, here's what's interesting.
Odd.
Here's why. The plan could have been scrapped. It could have been. Because these Pokemon could be obtained through Pokemon Colosseum and Pokemon XD Gale of Darkness. Or in the extended area of the Safari Zone in Emerald. And then that's why I got a little bit confused. Because it's not just Emerald that has it. But in Emerald, there were some other Pokemon in the extended area that would have been in this cave. Also...
Right.
Right. Also, by the way, Smeargle could be found in Artisan Cave instead. So I think they just kind of, you know, like, there. It's funny, though, because there is unused text for the mystery gift, but it never existed, in a way. So, yeah. Also, wild double battles could have been a thing.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
I don't know why, but apparently it was, you know, of course it was delayed for later, for, you know, Gen 4, but for some reason, it just, there's like a, I call it a string, if you will, of like codes, where it was just, you know, like, oh, it looked like, you know, oh, it could be this and this, but it just never happened. But, and of course, it wasn't finished, so in trying to, if you were trying to unlock it in your game, it could cause bugs, so like, don't do it. Unless you're playing, let's say, a ROM, in which case you've, you know, backed it up. But, or, of course, I don't know how hacking works. But what I do know is that maybe if you are ambitious enough, you could make it in this gen. But I highly doubt it, if only because, you know, with Pokemon games, the data is already set up the way it is. So you can work around how the data is set up, but I'm pretty sure you can't just nuke something.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's why I think a lot of people have also used something like RPG Maker to make Pokemon games. Because in a way you can, it's like, oh God, I'm making this from scratch. But if you copy, you know, if you get someone else's Pokemon scripts in there, then tweak things to your liking, it seems a bit easier than just having to work with a game, like, you know, all these Pokemon games that already have all of their files, all their data set up in certain ways, where you have to work around it. You know? So you can't just, let's say, you know, nuke a city and then try to make it a certain way, because the game has already set up that city.
All right, Gyarados, use Hyper Beam.
I thought you said it was Dragonite.
That too.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, you can't just be lands. Just blowing up cities. but yeah, a lot of interesting things. I'm sure you also know about the whole regional, well, not regional, I'm sorry, the differences between, you know, like, let's say 1.0 and 1.1. Right?
What?
Well, basically, did you buy Fire Red and Leaf Green like the day it came out?
Maybe within a month or so, yeah.
Okay, then you may have the one that I have, where I have 1.0. Now, what that means is that for some reason, it was supposed to read Game Freak Presents. For some reason, because of some bug or whatever, the first version just read Game Freak.
Huh.
So in the new version that came out, I don't know how long later, I believe it was a kind of like a, you know, one of those like greatest hits versions or whatever. It's 1.1, so it has Game Freak Presents. And also in 1.0, which is funny because I saw this bug, the species name in the Pokedex, right? There's just like this weird bug where for Pidgey's species name, it's only listed as Tiny rather than Tiny Bird.
Huh.
So, yes. So if you go into your game and you turn it on and you see that it says, you know, Game Freak and not Presents, you can be like, this is a problem. And then you go to your Pokedex and then you'll notice it'll be like, Pidgey is Tiny. what?
The trainer sprite's just like, Tiny what? Tiny what? I need to know!
Basically,
your rival just walks up. It's a tiny bird, dumbass. Jeez.
I know. Smell you later. But yeah, also, something I want you to know, if you don't already know. Do you remember that old lady that we all hated? That she lived on one of the islands, Seven Island, to be precise. And in her house, where there were all these boxes over her door.
Boxes over her door.
Oh, not okay. In other words, you walked into her house and it was like old lady, and she's like, hi, and I forgot what she says, but all of a sudden there's a door, it looks like it's leading to another room, and there's just all these boxes there, and you could never get past it.
Maybe.
Well, now we have a reason to bring up your game again. Point is that you know, to us Americans, we sat there and we thought, so Nintendo just likes to mess with us, right?
Yeah. No.
Well, I mean, maybe, technically, but not really.
Probably.
Here's what I mean. Not mess with us like they just put things that aren't there. Yeah, right? No, not mess with us like they put things that aren't there. Mess with us, I mean, you know, in a way where in the Japanese version, the old woman hosted battles there. Because what happens is if people used mystery gifts.
Right.
Yeah, but that was not carried over. Because mystery gifts because mystery gift and all that stuff was, you know, involved with, like, you know, like the e-reader and stuff like that. So, like,
yeah.
even the e-reader too, by the way, where Trainer Tower, you could actually use the card that you bought, right, with the e-reader or the, you know, whatever. And you could end up scanning them in and then battle those trainers. Where in our version, the Trainer Tower was just, they just took all of those characters and they just put them in for us. Because we didn't get the chance to. It's like the Pokemon printer. Remember that? I'm sorry, the Game Boy Color printer.
Yes.
Yeah, in Gen 1, the guy who's like a Pokemon fanatic kind of guy who runs like that Pokemon fan club in Vermilion, who's just you know, I love printing. And everyone in there was like promoting the printer. I love printing out my Pokemon. And then you talk to him and he's just, oh, yeah. And you talk to someone and it was like, do you want to print out a picture of your Pokemon? And it was like, I can do that. Please insert the Game Boy Color printer.
Printer, right.
Does that exist? We never got that in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad.
It's okay. Well, we've reached the end of our show. We don't have to end as rigidly in 4 minutes, so don't worry if we go a bit over. But what I want to ask you is, so, before we go, any passing comments on these games? I've been talking a lot for this last hour, so I want to give you at least a good something.
4 minutes.
4 minutes to state your case. 4 minutes.
No, I mean, I think I pretty much hit everything that I wanted to. I pretty much enjoyed it as a remake. I thought it was a nice touch having all the original Pokemon come back looking a little bit sleeker, a little nicer. Not all?
Weeping Bell looks... No, I think Weeping Bell? No, yes, Weeping Bell looks bad. I was playing Erica's gym today, and I was like, wow, Weeping Bell, you haven't aged well. it's a very interesting game, and I think it's, you know, enjoyable to just have, you know, the stuff that you liked as a child, but then also add on to it and add some really, really cool stuff to it. I think that's still very nostalgic, even though it was so easy, just nostalgic over the idea of going to a Pokemart. It was a huge department store, but going to a Pokemart, basically a mall, and just walking in there and going, can I buy a Firestone? Well, of course you can, sir.
That's what it was. The other thing that came with Fire Red and Leaf Green, the, what was it, the infrared link? Like, you could plug it into your Game Boy Advance or Game Boy SP, and it was a wireless link that you could
I have them. Yeah, it's a wireless link. Yes, wireless link cables existed for both Fire Red and Leaf Green, and I believe it also worked with Ruby Sapphire and Emerald, but I think it worked. It might not have, which would be
interesting. Only worked with Emerald, actually.
Oh, well, as long as it works with Emerald, I'm okay, my friend.
Yeah, but I mean, I just felt like those made it a little bit more convenient, you know, aside from the standard cable.
Not even convenient, dude. My link cable, even though it's a link cable, like it works and whatever, I think that just over the years, you know, the obvious over the years, when you click it in, it works. But I mean, don't move slightly.
Yeah.
You know, let's not have a breeze come through.
Connection failed.
And the scariest thing is not even like, oh, no, the connection failed. My worry is always the connection failed. All of your Pokemon are gone and have been replaced with Rattatas. Have a nice day.
Oh, God.
not even just in your party. You go to your box. All of your Pokemon are Rattatas. You go, oh, you're like, what happened to Shiny Celebi? Shiny Rattata. You know, it's scary, man, but it's accurate. Because in some games, it's like, oh, hey, look, they cloned my Pokemon, which I think I did by accident once. And it was really funny because my game, my Link from Gen 2, you know, it was screwy.
Right.
Because of all the wear and tear of just moving it around compared to these wireless ones where, I mean, I'm not saying that they're perfect, but they clipped in real nice. You know, and they were a thing.
They made things a little bit easier. I had problems with them sometimes, too, but...
Yeah, no, as did I, but a lot easier. And, you know, of course, that was just a precursor to what we'll be talking about on our, you know, newer shows that should be coming up this month before Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, where, you know, I mean, it's just straight from the DS, and it makes things, and we start to talk to the world. Not even just one person, we just talk to the world.
Yeah, I think, was it Fire Red and Leaf Green that were the last two that came out for Game Boy Advance?
Yes.
Right.
Well, actually, I'm sorry. I believe,
or was it Emerald?
I'm sorry, yes. Excuse me. Emerald was a bit after.
Right.
So it was,
that's why.
So it was, yes. That's why I worked in Emerald. Fair enough. That would work, yes. No, because, I mean, it was funny. We talked about Emerald first, but only because we attached Ruby and Sapphire with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because it would be kind of silly to be like, well, talk about Emerald last. But, I mean, Ruby and Sapphire were, like, they were the game. Where it was just, oh, yeah, you know, gold, silver, crystal, and then Ruby and Sapphire on the new, you know, on the newer gen.
Yeah.
On the newer, you know, Game Boy Advance, which were big.
Right.
But anyway, so we've come to the end of our show. We would like to thank you all for listening to those guys. And we want to give you a nice, before we, you know, promote all of our things, we want to talk about a nice get-rich-quick scheme. We want to tell you guys. Yeah, no, I would like to do this for everyone listening at home. If you bust out your FireRed or Leaf Green, or you end up, you know, playing it with the ROMs on the internet, you could actually use the glitch to obtain infinite nuggets on Route 24. So remember that rocket grunt at the end of that nugget bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you lose to him, you don't get through the match. You don't get through the battle. So you keep on having a chance to battle. Meaning that you keep on getting a chance to just get another nugget each and every time prior to the battle.
Oh.
Yes.
Huh.
Because basically what we're saying is that, you know, because I believe it was two battles in a row, I believe. So what happens is like, oh, here's your nugget. Do you want to join Rocket? No. Legally, that's all we can. Legally, I have to say it that way. But anyway, so yeah, for legal reasons, I have to sing the tune like that. But seriously, so yeah, you keep on getting nuggets. So for any of you wanting to have a nice get-rich-quick scheme, yes, you end up losing some money, but it's very early in the game, so you don't lose millions of dollars. But a nugget can give you 5,000.
Although I don't know how quick that's going to be.
Get rich eventually scheme through hard
there
work and
go.
Determination. Wait a minute. That's just life. Whoops. Shit. By the way, other side, we really would like to thank you guys for listening to those guys. We love doing this, and hopefully you love listening. Of course, we've done other Pokemon shows in the past. We've done Pokemon Yellow, Pokemon Crystal, Pokemon Emerald, and of course, here we are, Pokemon Fire Red Leaf Green. And of course, the other games accompanying those quote-unquote remakes or those, you know, tweaked versions. We've also done WWE shows, Dragon Ball Z shows with Tristan. Hello, Tristan. Bleach shows. Hello, Tristan.
Hi,
how's it going? We've also done shows on Gotham, Flash, Arrow, Gravity Falls, Steven Universe, and a whole bunch of other really, you know, cool and interesting topics and very fun movies and TV shows. Now, where can you find these? Well, you can find these in the archives of our website, thoseguysontheradio.tumblr.com, where we mentioned earlier we also have merchandise on there that you can get through us, through Amazon, or Write Stuff. If you haven't gotten the Dragon Ball Z films just yet, maybe you saw them as a kid and you think, damn, why did I never get those? We agree. Also the Bleach films as well, and a lot of other merchandise you can get through our site, like WWE merchandise and things along those lines. Also, right, we host our shows on our Facebook, /ThoseGuysOnTheRadio, or you can just search Those Guys. Also on our Twitter, Those Guys at Those Guys Radio, and our name is currently Hillbilly Jim, for reasons that I don't have the time to say on this episode. We also have our email, ThoseGuysOnTheRadio@gmail.com, where you can email us if you want to promote your legal product and your legal company, and or your legal. That's all that matters. As long as it's legal, you can talk to us, and we'll discuss you know, how we could possibly help promote you on our show. Or you can send us show suggestions saying, hey, it would be cool if those guys did a show on this and that. And, of course, you know, we love hearing from you guys, and we'll get back to you. I think we're good. But of course, you know, pre-order Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire through us, through Amazon. I think we are good, Tristan. Do you have anything else to say to everyone before we have to head off?
Trainer Tristan would like to battle.
Nope, not happening. Goodbye, everyone.